WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott was holding an update on the mass shooting at the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. In it, Abbott claimed Chicago is an example of why stricter gun laws aren't the solution.
I hate to say this, but there are more people who were shot every weekend in Chicago than there are in schools in Texas. And we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis.
His comments angered a number of politicians and city residents, and a 2017 report found that over half the crime-related guns recovered in Chicago came from other states with fewer regulations. But Chicago remains a common scapegoat in gun violence debates. I spoke about this with Dr. Kimya Barden, an associate professor of urban community studies at Northeastern Illinois University. And I asked her what went through her mind when she heard Governor Abbott's comments.
Oh, my goodness. I guess the first thing that went to my mind is that's a pure deflection from the issue at hand. And the issue at hand is that, you know, children were massacred, children were slaughtered. And the children in Texas, as well as in other spaces and places in America, perhaps may not have been subjected to gun violence if we had more stringent gun laws, if there was gun reform. That was the first piece. The second piece is it feels very racist. It feels very stereotypical as it relates to labeling Chicago, but specifically black and brown communities as lesser than as it relates to gun violence.
Former President Donald Trump used to bring up Chicago a lot, too, in the past. Do you have concerns about the effect this kind of persistent name-dropping of Chicago could have?
Absolutely, 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 both personally and professionally. From a personal perspective and as an African-American who is from Chicago, born and raised, specifically from the south side of Chicago, whenever I travel, whether it's to even the north side of Chicago or bases outside of Chicago, the question that is always posed, always asked is, Kimya, are you okay? Family, friends, colleagues from other states, they consume the media. And if the broader narrative is that Chicago is dangerous, then they're thinking, oh, you know, are you guys okay? The other side of the issue is, you know, it's true, violence does exist here. Violence may look different, particularly if we think about structural violence and its impact on the interlocking oppressions that oftentimes face marginalized communities like the black and brown communities that are here on Chicago's south and west sides. In Chicago, there are also such beautiful neighborhoods, beautiful people. When we think about neighborhoods like South Shore, Woodlawn, Austin, North Lawndale, Pilsen, these communities are rich with history and with resilience, despite the fact that at times there may be kind of violent kind of encounters that impact them.
There's been so much discussion about policies and politics and what politicians can do, red flag warning laws, limiting assault weapons. What is being missed in the discussion right now? What are we not talking about? What are we not seeing that we should be talking about?
I think what's being missed in the discussion is a genuine concern about people, a genuine concern about youth, a genuine concern about adolescents. So I think what's missing really is adults who are concerned and who have and want to have a place in children's lives so that they can be productive adults.
That's Dr. Kimya Barden, an associate professor of urban community studies at Northeastern Illinois University. This is WBEZ.